Have you ever opened a copy of Architectural Digest? The magazine's filled with perfect interiors, not a kid's toy in sight, no mail cluttering the counters. For architects and designers, Architectural Digest is the gold standard, which is why hundreds of people, mostly professionals, were standing in line in the rain yesterday to have their work considered by the magazine. NPR's Margot Adler stopped by, too.
In a misty drizzle outside the design building in Midtown Manhattan, designers, architects, and even just people who built their dream house stood in line clutching portfolios of their work. Never before has Architectural Digest held an open audition. Michael Marienthal, a photographer, renovated a triplex in Chicago that looks right out of a 1930s Hollywood movie. He flew down on a whim.
I'm a gambler, like throwing the dice, what the heck. I like the magazine.
Standing under black umbrellas were two blonde, 28-year-old identical twins, both visibly pregnant. Christina and Catherine McCabe run the McCabe & McCabe Design Company.
We're a new business, and I think for us it would be a tremendous amount of publicity and also just confirmation of our talents.
Further down the line was Dr. Gary Swanson, who came all the way from Calgary in Canada. He's a doctor.
I do radiology.
What are you doing standing on the designer line being judged by Architectural Digest?
Well, I built my own house, and I'm proud of it, and it's personal pride that brings me here.
Six judges sit inside the building on the 14th floor. Everyone gets about 5 minutes with a judge, and the judges are the editors and art directors of the magazine. Dr. Swanson's house has high ceilings, wrought iron work everywhere, and views of the Calgary skyline. He's interviewed by Paige Renz, the editor-in-chief of Architectural Digest.
This is the house I built in Calgary up on the hill.
You designed this house? Did you work with a local architect, contractor?
No, I was the contractor.
The entrance hall is a two-story space, is that correct?
Yes.
It's beautifully done. This looks very good.
Thank you.
Do you want to give up radiology?
No. I need to do radiology to pay for all of it.
Meanwhile, the McCabe twins are showing the house they designed in East Hampton to the magazine's art director, Jeff Nemiroff, who flips through the photographs.
It's clean, but it feels like the Hamptons, you know, it does. Really nice.
This is the kitchen that we blew out and really, wanted to make an open feeling.
Semi-finalists will be chosen in New York, in Houston, in South Florida, and in Southern California. Finalists will be featured in the magazine, and the public can vote for their favorite. Back on the line, I walked up to Phil Kennedy Grant, an architect from New Jersey, and asked who he thinks, besides his fellow professionals, reads Architectural Digest.
Nobody reads it. They all look at the pictures.
Whenever I look at Architectural Digest, I look at it and I say, all these places don't look like anybody lives there.
Absolutely.
You know?
That's correct. I couldn't live in any of those. You know, one thing out of place, forget it.
But whether or not you could live in them, people definitely want to look at them. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.